morning. It's Paul. And it is... I have to think. It's the 9th. January 9th. 2014. And it's about 8:35 a.m. This is going to be a short walk because I have to be back at my desk by 9, so I'm doing just a partial lap. It's the sun's coming up, and that's very nice. But it's still about 5 below 0, somewhere around there. This is the coldest walk I've attempted this year. If I were going off into the woods by myself, I don't think I'd go off below zero, even with my good jacket and my layers and everything. Because I still don't have a great solution for my legs. And my face is freezing. I don't have a balaclava. And if you're going to be out for a significant amount of time in well below zero, especially with a breeze, you should have all your exposed skin covered, or as much of it as possible. But I do have a scarf today. So I have a scarf, I have a insulated a headband, then I have a long stocking cap over that, made of some polar fleece material. I have a waffle weave, long sleeve, long underwear shirt. And then I have a light Columbia fleece jacket. Zip up thing, like a sweatshirt, except made out of that polar fleece. On top of that, and then I have a Columbia coat on top of that. It's called a Omni Heat. It has this reflective lining. It works really well. I'm very happy with it. It's the coat that I like the most since I had a Helly Hansen jacket in the 90s that I wore completely out. Like, it just came apart. The lining was totally shredded. And I even repaired the lining at some point using like a disassembled necktie, oddly, to fix it, but it just fell apart again. There was no fixing it at that point. There, it may be for someone much more skilled, but the thermal part of the lining was all shredded. But that was a great jacket. If you ever have a chance, if you're ever looking at coats and you find a place that sells Helly Hansen jackets, I don't know if they're still good. Maybe they're made in China now, who knows. But they were really good, and I highly recommend them, although they're probably very, very expensive now. When I was a student who had just started his first job after a year internship out of college, and who had a lot of credit cards, I didn't think so much about how much things cost. I moved to Ann Arbor, and the very first day of my job at the Office of Instructional Technology, there was, I think it was about December 1st or something like that. It's been a long time. May have been November. There was a weird, like a slush blizzard. It's like a blizzard, but above zero. And so everything was covered with slush. Just like you'd try and cross the street and the gutters were just running with this slush 6 inches deep, and you couldn't avoid walking through it, and your feet were freezing, and it was so slippery that all the buses, the free campus buses that normally run all over in between the sections of University of Michigan, they switched their signs. I don't know why they did this. They would switch their signs from like Northwood, or you know, whatever they said normally, where what their route was, to they could crank the signs. They would crank it to say, "I'm lost." I don't know what that why that's valuable. But the buses would just go by you, go by the stops. They wouldn't stop. And they all said, "I'm lost," as they were sliding all over the place. And I remember that I got to work really late because I had to walk, basically, even though there were buses driving by constantly. And my feet were soaked because I'd walked through so much slush, and I was sopping wet up top too. And so that evening after work, I went to a place in Ann Arbor called Dave's Army Surplus, and I got this Helly Hansen coat. It's like, it was like this coat that you would wear if you were going to be above deck on a Norwegian fishing boat or something, except that it was a consumer version. I mean, it was a little nicer looking, a little more elegant looking, a little less industrial looking. With a purple lining. It was a little bit, the lining, if it showed in the collar, you have a yield. You're supposed to wait for me. Fortunately, I assumed you would not. If the collar showed, you could see the kind of flamboyant purple lining. So, but it was, at the time, it was novel to have some combination of like ThinSlate and Gore-Tex. And what I remember about that beloved coat is that it basically was all season, like three seasons. It was really, really light. If you wore it in cool weather or as a raincoat, it worked perfectly fine for that, and you didn't get too hot. This jacket, you'd get too hot wearing it just in the fall, I think. But yet, it worked really well when it was below zero. You might add a layer underneath, but it was really well insulated. It's amazing. I wonder if they make those. I'll have to look that up and see if they make those anymore. Anyway, sun's coming up. Supposedly, the polar vortex is on its way out. If you look at the news, it pretty much talks as if it's already gone, as if temperatures had already warmed up. Well, we still had to leave the taps running last night to try and make sure that we didn't freeze pipes in the basement. And it was something like 6 or 7 below zero at 6 o'clock this morning. I was late getting up. I was up at about 5, having gone to bed late, past midnight, and I set my alarm for 5:30, and I slept through it. I had a choice. I could have gotten up at 5. Like, it's, you know what, if I do that, my work day is going to be absolutely miserable. I'll just be too spacey to get anything done. So I went back to bed and woke up again at about couple minutes after 7, and then decided to just go ahead and take my hot bath and take my time getting ready. The kids are back in school. We got there late after almost 3 weeks out, given that we had a snow day like for their last day of school before the break. And then 3 snow days this week. I think that means their last day of school was, I think, if I remember correctly, was the Thursday before the week of Christmas. So they've been out of school for 3 weeks, almost. Or more than that. I don't know. As a software engineer, I can't do basic counting. Because I always count from 0. So, 0 is my 1. So, this guy driving along really, really slowly next to me, like he wants to talk to me or something. I don't know what he's doing. This car is... seems like he can't steer properly. Well... I wonder if his car is having some kind of meltdown. Hope not. Anyway, he seems to be on his way just very, very slowly, like 5 miles an hour. The boulevard is covered with snow, but I mean, it's not... maybe he's not from Michigan. I don't know. I was saying something. So, I'm not going to get into a political thing today, as fun as that is, I'm not going to get into a climate change rant. I got to get going. But, yeah, the kids are back at school. No one could find their coat, their hats, their gloves. Everything's gone missing, scattered, lost. Joshua couldn't find socks. I told Grace, she said, just send him to school without socks. I'm like, say it's 6 below 0. I'm not taking him out even to drive him to school without socks. This will be the day that someone would call Child Protective Services on us and turn into a whole nother level of pain. So, a couple weeks ago, I was out buying warm clothes, and I actually, Grace was planning to go down to Ann Arbor, and she was planning to see Isaac, and so I had her come with me to Gander Mountain, and we picked out, mostly I picked out, but she helped me restrain myself and pick things that made more sense. A whole jacket, like a Columbia three-way coat with layers, and a balaclava and gloves and several sets of thermal underwear for my oldest son, Isaac. And Grace wrapped them up and took them down to Ann Arbor and gave them to him when she met with him very briefly at the restaurant where he is working in Ann Arbor. And I've done what I can for him. I don't know. I want to put that out there. He doesn't want to have contact with us, although he was willing to meet at least briefly with his mom. So that's fine. But he didn't ask for winter clothes. But he's been biking to work. Anyway, he got those things from me. What he did with them is up to him, but I feel a little better knowing that at least he was offered winter gear that should be... I mean, nothing helps that much when it's actually 15 below. And I'm not sure I'd want to go biking at 15 below. I'm not sure what even happens to your tires. But it should be enough to get him through having to be outdoors, walk or bike, maybe, through this cold spell. So, I'm not sure if I'll see him again. Anyway, it's something that gnaws on me, that I grieve about, is losing him in this abrupt and unplanned way. And it's not quite like losing someone who died, but it's not that unlike it either. Okay. I'm looking at our roof and all these icicles, and I think that it's supposed to be up to maybe 40 on Saturday, and I think that can't come too soon, because these ice dams, these icicles hanging from the gutters and everything, that's not good for anything. Anyway. Okay, I gotta go inside and go sit at my desk and see if there's a morning conference call. I hope you're staying warm, and I hope that this really is the last of the polar vortex. Not that we won't have cold weather again, it's January, but maybe if we're good little boys and girls, the polar vortex will stay over the poles where it's supposed to, at least long enough for us to get to warmer weather and maybe give us a chance to try and adapt our home with some fixes and insulation this spring and summer. And hopefully we'll have enough money to do some of that stuff. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.